This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we go on a scavenger hunt. A few weeks ago, the group Anchorage Food Mosaic posted one online. The task is simple. Complete 5 of the food-themed challenges on the scavenger hunt grid to make a straight line, just like in bingo. Kate Powers is a contributor for the Anchorage Food Mosaic and came up with the idea.
I've always wanted to do some kind of scavenger hunt. It's hard, you know, in the winter. So I thought it might be easier if we kind of gave people a set amount of time and then asked them to go out into their communities and find different things or make different things or try something new that they've never done before.
The sheet has a wide range of choices, from eat lunch at a food truck to learn about Alaska's hunting and fishing regulations.
The main goal is really to get people to explore their community through food. If they're going to a new restaurant or a new, you know, small grocery store that they've never been to, then we're really excited about that. Also, like with learning about the hunting and fishing regulations, that's a really big part of Alaskans' lives. And so kind of just having like a deeper understanding of that.
The point is to be rewarded by the adventure of the hunt. But for those looking for something more of the substance variety, there will be a prize pool for the people who email pictures of their scavenger hunt accomplishments.
One of the coolest prizes that we have, if not the coolest, is the Anchorage Food Mosaic Favorite Things gift basket. So everyone who is a contributor is going to give something that they either cook with on a regular basis or, you know, like some ingredient that they always use. So that'll be, you know, more of an incentive to even explore other dishes.
Time for my hunt. I mapped out my line of choice and began with the easiest square, eat something spicy. And for that, I hit up my favorite wing joint.
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Great. How can I help you?
I'll get a 10-piece of your extra hot.
Okay, we're here to go.
To go, please.
And what's your name?
Dave.
Next, I killed 2 birds with 1 stone. My cook a new vegetarian dish square and my make a 1-pot meal square both got marked off with a tofu curry recipe. Utilizing the free space in the center of the sheet left me with just 1 square, visit an international grocer. I swung by Nusagai in Midtown and asked one of their employees, Aaron, for some help.
Where does most of the stuff come from, do you know?
This one comes from Philippines. What, Hawaiian porks? No more, huh?
We couldn't find any fresh pork, but we did find some sealed, and it was from Hawaii.
What about this? Yeah, this pork?
Yeah, you can make that with head cabbage or bok choy, you know. And you add, well, you put that in a pot, you add chicken broth, taste it. If you need a little bit more salt, just put salt.
All right, perfect.
With rice.
And with rice as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I think I'm gonna go with this one. All right, cool. Well,
and with that, bingo. I have to say, it was a lot of fun. I was able to mix some things I already liked about food while still coming up with a couple of new and creative ideas. And that's something that Kate Powers says anyone can be excited about.
I think that there's a sense that people that really care about their food, there's like this idea that it's like an elitist thing, but I think that it should be the opposite of that. I think that policy should be in place so that everyone has access to food that's really healthy and that's produced in like an ethical way.
Well, if we're trying to be healthy, maybe I won't submit those chicken wing photos. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To get your very own bingo sheet or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.